This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to strengthen your leadership voice when English is not your first language. Speak with authority in any room, even when English isn't your mother tongue. In short, your leadership voice in English is not about sounding like a native speaker. It is about being heard, trusted, and followed. Slow, deliberate speech signals authority far more than a perfect accent ever will. Preparation is your most powerful tool. Script your key lines before you need them. The steps below give you a repeatable system, not a one-time fix. Definition: leadership voice in English refers to the ability of a professional to communicate direction, confidence, and credibility in English language workplace settings when English is not their first language. It encompasses tone, pacing, word choice, and deliberate preparation. I watched a brilliant engineer lose a director-level promotion because she could not hold the room. She was the most technically capable person in the building. Her ideas were sharper than anyone else's. But in meetings, she rushed. She qualified every statement. She looked down when challenged. Her English was excellent, but her leadership voice had not caught up with her thinking. The promotion went to someone with half her ability and twice her confidence in English. I have never forgotten it. If you are leading, or trying to lead, in a second language, you're carrying a weight that most of your colleagues do not see. The right word just out of reach. The joke that does not translate. The moment when you know exactly what you want to say, but the English version feels thinner than the thought. That gap between your full intelligence and what comes out of your mouth is the exact problem this guide addresses. Strengthening your leadership voice in English is not about erasing your accent or memorizing idioms. It is about building specific habits that make rooms listen when you speak. What gets in the way of a powerful leadership voice? The difficulty is not really about language. It is about what happens to your voice when you feel uncertain in a language. You speed up. You hedge. You apologize. Sometimes before you've even said anything wrong. These are the habits that hollow out authority, and every one of them is understandable. When we feel less than fluent, we tend to shrink the idea to fit the words we are confident in. A complex, well-reasoned position becomes a vague half-statement because we are not sure of the exact English construction. The room hears the vagueness, not the solid thinking underneath it. This is the core problem. Your credibility is being judged on the delivery, even though the substance is sound. There is also the specific pressure of real-time conversation. In your own language, you can think and speak almost simultaneously. In English, there is often a gap between thought and expression, and that gap, if you do not know what to do with it, becomes silence that feels like uncertainty. Learning to use the gap rather than panic in it is one of the most powerful things you can do for your leadership presence. When you understand what is actually happening, you can design your way around it. The preconditions that make the steps work. Before you practice anything, two things need to be in place. First, you need to accept that your accent is not the problem. I have seen leaders with heavy accents command rooms in ways that native English speakers envied. Accent is texture. It becomes part of your presence rather than a flaw in it. What you are working on is clarity, pacing, and structure. Those are the levers that actually move people. Second, you need a consistent place to practice, not a classroom, not a language app. You need real professional situations, a weekly one-to-one, where you deliberately try one new technique, a small team meeting, where you script your opening. The steps below require a live laboratory, and you already have one. Your job is the laboratory. If you want to see how leaders stay visible even when remote work compresses your opportunities, read how leaders stay visible in virtual workspaces alongside this guide. 6 steps to build your leadership voice in English. Step 1. Script your openings, not your conversations. You cannot script an entire meeting. You should not try. But the opening 30 seconds of any communication is where your authority is either established or surrendered. Write it out. Practice it until it is fluent. A strong opening does 3 things. It states your purpose, signals your confidence, and sets the pace. Here is a simple structure that works in almost any leadership context. I want to cover 3 things today. First, where we stand on the project. Second, what I need from each of you. Third, our next decision. Let's start with the first. That is 28 words. No jargon, no qualification, no hedging. It is direct. It is clear, and it tells the room you know where you're going. When you have practiced your opening until it feels like breathing, you can spend the rest of your energy on listening and responding, which is where real leadership happens. Step 2. Slow down deliberately, especially under pressure. Speed is the enemy of authority. I have noticed this across every culture and every context. Over 60 years of watching people communicate, the person who speaks slowly is almost always perceived as more confident than the person who rushes. This is doubly true when you are working in a second language. When the pressure rises, most non-native speakers accelerate. The instinct is understandable. You want to get through the thought before your English fails you. But the effect on the room is the opposite of what you want. You sound less certain, not more. Train yourself to pause before your most important points. 3 seconds of deliberate silence before a key statement tells the room something important is coming. It also gives you the moment you need to choose your words. This is one of the most direct connections between pacing and leadership voice. If you want a practical framework that builds on this idea across team conversations, the Strong Method is worth studying. Step 3. Replace hedges with declarative sentences. Non-native English leaders hedge more than they realize. Hedging sounds like this. Maybe we could possibly consider, I'm not sure, but perhaps, or this might not be the right approach, but every hedge is a small withdrawal from the authority account. The correction is not to become aggressive or to pretend certainty you do not have. It is to separate your statement from your qualification. Instead of, I'm not sure, but maybe we should delay the launch try. I recommend we delay the launch. Here is why. You can still express genuine uncertainty, but do it after you have planted the idea firmly. I believe we should delay. I am open to other views, but that is my recommendation. The difference between those two approaches is the difference between leading and deferring. Your room needs to know what you think. Tell them clearly, then open the floor. Step 4. Build a recovery phrase for difficult moments. Every non-native English speaker has experienced the blank, the word that will not come, the sentence that collapses halfway through. Without a recovery phrase, this moment can derail your composure entirely. With one, it becomes a non-event. Prepare a short, natural phrase that buys you 3 to 5 seconds without signalling panic. These work well. Let me put that another way. Or, what I mean is this. Or simply, give me one moment. The last one works better than most people expect, because it is direct and confident rather than apologetic. Whatever you choose, practice it until it comes out smoothly under pressure. It should feel like changing gear, not stalling. This same principle of staying composed under pressure is at the heart of how to use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation, which gives you a full method for difficult situations. Step 5. Use your body to carry what your words cannot yet. This much I know for certain: leadership voice is not only about what you say. Posture, eye contact, and stillness communicate authority independent of language. When you sit or stand with your spine straight and your hands resting calmly, you look like someone who belongs at the front of the room, because you do. When you speak, look at people directly. Not aggressively, not with locked intensity, but with genuine engagement. Eye contact says, I know what I'm saying, and I'm interested in how you receive it. When you are challenged, resist the impulse to look down or look away. Hold the gaze for a beat, nod once, and then respond. That single habit will do more for your perceived authority than a month of vocabulary study. Nonverbal communication is also a vital part of how to ensure every participant gets heard. As a leader, your body language creates the environment that either invites or closes down contribution. Step 6. Debrief yourself after every high-stakes moment. Improvement without reflection is slow. After every meeting, presentation, or difficult conversation, take 5 minutes and answer 3 questions. What did I say that landed well? Where did I lose my thread or my confidence? What one thing will I do differently next time? Write the answers down, not for self-criticism, for pattern recognition. After 4 to 6 weeks, you will see the same 2 or 3 moments where you consistently stumble. Those are your targets. Every technique you develop should address one of those specific patterns. This is how deliberate practice separates itself from hoping you improve. You will also find, as those patterns begin to clear, that your feedback conversations sharpen in quality. If you want to see how feedback connects to leadership authority over time, why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth extends this idea clearly. When English is your second language and your team is multilingual, the steps above apply everywhere. But if you lead a team where other members are also working in English as a second language, one adjustment matters enormously. Slow down even further and reduce your vocabulary complexity in proportion to the stakes of the conversation. This is not simplification for its own sake. It is precision. When you need every person in the room to act on what you have said, clarity matters more than range. Short sentences, direct requests, specific actions. The language of effective leadership in a multilingual team is stripped of idiom, stripped of jargon, stripped of assumption. If you want to build genuine cohesion across a linguistically diverse team, how leaders foster a culture of team synergy addresses the broader dynamics that language clarity supports. For virtual settings specifically, where nonverbal signals are compressed and misunderstanding multiplies, prepare written summaries of your key points after every team meeting. This is not weakness. It is the mark of a leader who understands that communication is about what the listener receives, not what the speaker intended. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickforn.com. Now, back to the article. Three mistakes that undermine your leadership voice. The mistake, over-apologizing for your English in professional settings. Why it happens. You feel the gap between your thinking and your expression, and that apology feels like honesty. But the room hears it as lack of confidence in your ideas, not just your language. What to do instead? If you make a clear error, correct it briefly and move on. Let me rephrase that. Then do not mention it again. Owning a small error calmly is a sign of strength. Apologizing for existing in English is not. The mistake. Avoiding complex ideas in meetings because they feel too hard to express. Why it happens. The risk of getting tangled feels greater than the risk of staying silent. So you contribute less than your thinking warrants. What to do instead? Write the idea down before the meeting in whatever language helps you think. Then translate it into the two or three English sentences that carry the core of it. Present those sentences. The room does not need your full internal argument. It needs the point. A mistake. Matching the pace of fast native English speakers in the room. Why it happens. You want to keep up, and slowing down feels like admitting disadvantage. In practice, it signals the opposite. What to do instead? Hold your own pace. When you need a moment, take it visibly. A short pause with calm eye contact reads as thoughtfulness, not struggle. This is also a way to advocate clearly for your ideas, which connects directly to the approach in how to use the value method to advocate for your team's synergy needs with senior leadership. Your pre-meeting leadership voice checklist. Use this before any high-stakes meeting, presentation, or difficult conversation. It takes 4 minutes. It is worth it. Number one, write your opening 2 to 3 sentences. Practice them aloud at least twice. Number two, identify the single most important point you need the room to understand. Write it in one clear sentence. Number three, decide on your recovery phrase. Say it aloud until it feels natural. Number four, check your pace in the first 30 seconds of speaking. Set a timer and read your opening aloud. If it runs under 15 seconds, slow down. Number five, before you enter the room, take 3 deep breaths and set your posture. Shoulders back, feet flat on the floor. Your body is already communicating before you speak. Number six, after the meeting, answer your 3 deep brief questions in writing. That is the full loop. Prepare, execute, reflect. Repeat it consistently, and your leadership voice in English will build a foundation that no single technique can give you on its own. The work that earns the room. Here is what I have learned watching hundreds of people lead in languages not their own. The room does not follow perfect English. The room follows conviction. It follows clarity. It follows the person who knows what they think and trusts themselves enough to say it directly. Your leadership voice in English will not be built in a week, but with the preparation habits, the recovery phrases, and the deliberate pace practiced in this guide, you'll feel the ground shift beneath you sooner than you expect. Start with your next meeting. Script the opening. Slow the pace. Own the pause. That is where the work begins and where the respect is earned. Frequently asked questions. What is leadership voice in English for non-native speakers? Leadership voice in English means the ability to speak with clarity, authority, and confidence in professional settings when English is your second language. It combines word choice, pacing, tone, and preparation to make your ideas land with the weight they deserve, regardless of accent. How do I sound more confident in English as a leader? Slow your pace, use short declarative sentences, and pause before key points. Preparation is the biggest lever. Script your opening lines before meetings and practice them aloud. Confidence in your leadership voice comes from repetition and deliberate practice, not from eliminating your accent. Does my accent affect my leadership voice at work? An accent alone does not weaken your leadership voice. Clarity, pacing, and structure matter far more than accent. What undermines authority is rushing through sentences, overqualifying statements, or dropping eye contact. A distinctive accent, delivered with calm and purpose, can actually increase presence and memorability. How can non-native English speakers lead meetings effectively? Prepare your 3 to 5 key points in writing before any meeting. Open with a clear statement of purpose. Use the pause technique to hold attention and close each agenda item with a direct summary. These habits build a leadership voice that the room follows. What common mistakes do non-native English leaders make? The most common mistakes are speaking too fast under pressure, over-apologizing for language errors, and avoiding complex ideas because they feel hard to express. Each of these signals uncertainty. Slowing down, owning your errors briefly, and preparing your language in advance correct all three. How long does it take to strengthen your leadership voice in English? Most people notice a real difference in their leadership voice within 4 to 6 weeks of deliberate daily practice. The key is not passive exposure to English, but active rehearsal of the specific situations where you lead meetings, feedback conversations, and one-to-ones. Can I strengthen my leadership voice in English without losing my cultural identity? Absolutely. Strengthening your leadership voice in English does not mean becoming someone else. It means expressing your actual thinking with the clarity and authority it deserves. Your cultural perspective is an asset. The goal is making sure it reaches the room intact. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.